Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be your number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's Wimbledon Finals, Major League Baseball, all the latest fighting news, and this season's NFL. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today. Receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BLEAV to get the bonus and get into action. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, hello, hello. It's Private Talk Podcast with Alexis Texas, and we are back, and we have an After Dark episode that I'm very excited because I have the lovely Kaylee Gunner on the couch.
Hello, guys.
Hello. Welcome. We're official here. We have an audience for you to see, clapping and applauding for you.
I'm honored. Thank you.
Well, thank you for taking the time and coming on the Private Talk couch. I'm excited to get to know you a little bit more, have Private Talk get to know you a little bit more. I've been seeing your beautiful face everywhere. I feel like you're kind of like, you know, you've been in the business for some time, but you're also kind of, I feel like it kind of fluctuates where it's like when you've been in and you do some like a lengthy time of work and then you start getting recognition more and more, if it's not just from your peers, but you know, the outside world and all those things. So tell us a little bit about yourself. How long have you been in the business and what projects are you currently working right now?
Yeah, so I've been in the business for 2 years now. I just actually joined like straight during the pandemic. I got out the military and it was hard for me to get a job. I went through college, but you know, like the clubs were closed. I couldn't strip. I couldn't be a bartender. I couldn't do bottle service. Nothing like fun that I wanted to try. So porn was the next best thing.
So prior to that, you being in the military, employer or people usually are a lot of fans for porn because they're you have a lot of downtime, even though you're, you know, have strategic times and like, you know, it's very militant
and
very kind of thing.
A huge fan base.
So were you a fan while you were in the military as well, or was something that you were just always a sexual person and so you were like, oh, porn's just the next thing?
I'm in the military. That's really when I became, I don't know, more of a whore.
Okay.
In a good way.
So explain. So is it because you, I mean, because at that time, what's, how
I actually
old
got
were
married.
You?
So I didn't ever go through a hoe phase, but when I got married, me and my husband loved to swing and go to orgies and do all that. And that's actually really big in the military.
Was that the first time that you had done that kind of situation?
Lifestyle, yeah.
With being with your husband? And did he kind of entice you? Were you the one like, hey, there's this whole world out there, like, let's come on? Like, who was the one who kind of pushed it?
Yeah, so we would watch porn together in bed. That kind of was what would get it going and get it started. And then we would watch orgies a lot and we were like, you know, we should just fucking go try this. Like, it looks fun. And I like to play with girls, you know? So that's, porn really is what, I guess it's all around porn. That's what really jumped me into this world.
So, did you, go back to the question was, did you have any people that you kind of like stuck out or you were fans of?
Yeah.
Okay,
who were some of your... I was a big fan of Bella Danger.
Okay.
Just because her squirting skills are amazing.
Nice.
Yeah. I love MILF porn. Okay. So I watched a lot of like Brandy Love, just a lot of the OGs, you know?
But so you were really like a fan. Because like to say those things, you know what I mean? Because for me, it's like I was always a sexual person, but I never watched porn. Later on, like, so for me, and then when I got in the business, it was more like I felt like I knew these people, so I'm like, oh, I'm watching my friends fuck, like, you know, sometimes it's fun, but not being them. So for me, it was more, I was always sexual, like, in that sense. I couldn't tell you, like, you're saying, like, the specifics
the
of
names.
Porns, and like, and not necessarily like the girls, well, I didn't know anybody because I didn't watch porn, but as far as like the titles, the MILF, because there's all these different, you know, fetish type things and genres that some people don't know, that either have to Google them themselves to be like, what is this? Like, because there's so many. So I think it's fascinating, again, why I like having guests on the podcast is because everyone's kind of melting pot of their sexuality got them into the business different ways. And so it's cool to see like what makes you tick and what made your sexuality sexual drive really be unleashed, because I feel like it's an important space for, like, if you had a partner who was supporting you and your sexualness together, it's more easy to, like, go explore and have a playground of, like, these things, and then it kind of, like, unlocks whatever path happens.
And the support is so important in that lifestyle, because you just both need to be confident in each other, or it's going to get toxic. Like, there's going to be jealousy. So playing around with other couples and, like, going to events like that really helped bring us together more.
Did y'all ever have a moment where there was jealousy and it was an issue that you had to kind of be like step back and be like,
some guys would like really have their way with me and he would get a little jealous, but
would you like it too much maybe and that's why he got jealous?
I'm a giver, so like if my man, I know my man likes something, I'm gonna go all the way and do whatever it takes to like turn him on.
Okay,
so I knew he liked to watch, but then there's some times where it just went too much, like the guys really just had their way with me.
Yeah, but again, do you like that, and he just didn't like it, so it wasn't for you, or were you like,
it's not for me?
Okay, so you like more of the like gentle, not super dommy kind of.
Exactly. Well, I do like to be choked, but I just like a one-on-one. Like, okay. I don't need to share my person.
Okay.
But if they are into it, then I'm open, you know?
So you said that, you know, the military is heavily into those things. So is it a big lifestyle in that situation? How did you find out? Because I feel like sometimes wouldn't people be afraid that they'd get in trouble and like this whole taboo thing? Yeah, it's actually like
there's a rule in the military, a regulation where you're not allowed to go out of your partner, like you're not allowed to go out of your wedding or whatever.
Okay.
Or you can get kicked out of the military, which is crazy. So it was very hush hush, which is kind of what made it hot.
Okay.
In a way. But yeah,
it was daredevil really, over there. I like
it was fun. But when the people who are higher up than you are doing it, it's like, okay, no one's gonna tattle on me, because then everyone would get kicked out of the military.
So did you ever have yourself in that scenario when there was like a higher up that you had to like report to on Monday that you were in this lifestyle?
Yeah, that was fun.
Did it make it even more hot? And like, did anything ever happen outside of that lifestyle? Or no, like it was completely
just
like it never happened.
There's a time and place for it. Yeah. Okay. And then back to work on Monday.
I like that. I mean, it's like a whole other world.
Yeah. But I'm glad I'm divorced now. So it was only like a military phase when I was married, but I'm really glad I went through that and experienced it, because now I know what I want out of my next relationship, like sexually.
Was the business any part of why you guys aren't together anymore?
No. We honestly got married really quick when I joined the Army.
Was he in the military as well?
Yeah, we just knew you get good benefits. So we were dating, but we realized like getting married is like basically the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really believe in marriage, honestly. I just think it's all the same. You just sign the paperwork and you're married.
Okay. So would you get married again?
I would, yeah. But I would do it differently. Like, that was clearly just a partnership. We knew it wasn't going to be a forever thing.
Okay.
It was just an in the moment while we were in the military.
That's very healthy. Yeah. I mean, I feel like a lot of, you know, I am a military brat. I wasn't in the military, but my whole family has been in the military for several years, a generation. Okay. So I know how the fun of military like thing, especially like with most, there's a lot of younger marriages when they turn 18 and then they're being shipped out. If they get married, their wife goes with them. There's benefits. Yeah. There's all these other things. So I feel like sometimes people just get scared to be alone, so they either clutch onto those things. In your situation, like you said, it's like, we're going to be doing the same thing anyways, but now we could get ABC,
like, you don't even realize there's an outside world, like a civilian life. You're just like, this is it. You join the military, you get married, you have kids, maybe you deploy. That's life. And then you either get in or you get out or you stay in.
How long did you serve?
5 years.
Nice. Yeah. Well, thank you for serving. I think that I'm a bit, like I said, I'm a military brat. I'm always have a special place in my heart for the military and every service. Mine is Air Force is what my family is more into.
The Air Force did my boobs.
Nice.
We love the Air Force.
We love the Air Force. I like that. Salute. That's funny. That's kind of like a whole, it's kind of like the same thing in porn. Like, once you're in this whole little, like, it's like kind of like there's no other outside world that really exists once you get heavily into porn and shooting. Cause now you said, you know, you moved out here and you're in LA, and once the pandemic is over, are you shooting for more companies? How are you kind of modeling your business now?
Yeah. During the beginning, I was shooting like every day. I was putting my body through it, but it paid off. It was worth it. Now I'm a little more picky. I know I need to balance. Like, I need my own personal life, and I need to do things like this, like do podcasts, do my own content. Do mainstream things. Like, I don't need to work every single day in porn, you know?
For sure. I think that I think it's like, you know, finding a balance, what works for you. Exactly, and especially also being aware of how long you've been in the industry, and it isn't very long, even though it probably feels very long for you. But when you're shooting
every day for almost 2 years, you're shooting so many scenes.
For sure. I used to do 7 days a week back in the day, back in 2007. Makes me sound really old. But
look where you are.
Yeah. Like, but for me, again, I have no regrets, and it's the same thing. It's like you put in the work because you want to be here. You want to be in this industry. You want to make a name for yourself. You want to be out there as much as you can, because that's, you know, your craft, and that's you know, your walking billboard, you know. So it's just, you have to put in those times of doing the long hours, doing conventions, doing whatever, because it really does pay off, because those are the people that put food in our mouth. Those are the people that make our careers continue to grow and to continue to, like, putting back in those things. So it's cool that you see all of that, because I feel like now things, because of the pandemic, it was a really great time to either adjust and see what you want to do, and then heavily throw yourself into whatever you want to do coming out the gates.
And once you enter this world, it's hard to get out of it, because you put yourself out on the internet naked, like, it's out there forever. So
did
when
you have any family or any lashback, or like lashback from family or friends because of you being in the industry?
My friends are very supportive. They're very open-minded.
Were they kind of not surprised that that's something that you would kind of follow up and do?
They were not surprised, because they knew my lifestyle. Like, I was always
sexual. The naughty one.
The naughty one, yeah. But my family, my mom is very religious, so she doesn't really know. We keep it a little secret. But my dad...
So she has no clue?
No, she's in the Bible Belt. She's off social media and everything. Maybe she'll find out someday, but I just hope she doesn't. We'll see. Yeah. And then my dad, he found out because he's actually, like, highly obsessed with porn, like, my whole life. So it's kind of like karma, because his daughter became a porn star. But
so did you tell him because of that?
I didn't even tell him. He was actually watching porn with his girlfriend in bed,
and he just popped up on the screen.
Old browser's ad.
So did he have a conversation with you after that, or how did
so he texted me. He was like, are you doing XXX? Like, I'm sure he, like, had to calm down after he saw that, because I probably traumatized him.
And it was like, nope.
So I didn't respond, because I didn't know how he's gonna react. And then he said, I'm actually really fucking proud of you. I see you're up for Best New Starlet. You're up for awards. Like, you're killing it. You made something. Yeah, he's like, he's a fan of porn.
Okay.
But he was just, like, really proud. And I was so surprised and taken back, because most people's dads, like, especially men, like, will just drop them. Yeah. You know? So I really appreciated how he handled it.
That's good. How old are you?
I'm 25.
25. Yeah. I feel like it's important to, so it's funny, because my story's kind of similar as far as, like, the parent situation.
Yeah.
I feel like I've kind of talked about it on the show, but I don't know, like, in depth. But so my mother's very Texas, very, like, my family's from New York, but they're very, like, she's not on social media. She doesn't know anything like that. And at that time when I was, you know, that I actually did porn, the social media wasn't that as big as it is today either. But I still don't think she even knows what Instagram, none of that.
You know?
So it's like, it's good, because it's wholesome, innocent. It keeps, you know, all those things. My father, I had an idea that he watched porn. And I also knew that my stepmother has a really tiny waist and a really big ass. So I was like, I didn't want my dad, to pop up on the screen, because I was like, that's gonna be mortifying.
That's what your dad is
into. You know what I mean? So I was like, no way. So I was like, I'm gonna tell you something. And I just kind of, like, told him my story, and he was just like, just because I felt like
that's
with
brave,
him,
though.
It was very, like, I've always had a really open and honest relationship with my dad. And I always felt like he was like, you can come to me with about anything. And a lot of people say that, but it's one thing to feel that safe space to actually have that. So I feel fortunate to have that. So I just told him, and he was like, okay, well, is that something you really want to do? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yes. I was like, you know, nobody's forcing me. So I had to really say that, you know, it was for me, and it wasn't for anybody else. So it was, at that point, I knew at least I had my dad to support you. So in the same situation with you, it's like, just because of the proudness of what he kind of put out there first, it's like maybe coming to a place and, like, knowing, because you, if you have no qualms of you doing it, and you can have, you know, be and have fun doing it, you have a great lifestyle and all this stuff, then your true authentic self, they will follow. You know what I mean? And then there, it's a place in their life, and you just have to be confident. And really, just because our parents really want us to be happy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And if you show that you're doing well, and you're not just did it because you just needed some quick cash or like whatever, you know what I mean? There's purpose to whatever it is. And even if you did need it for quick cash, whatever your reason, it's just sometimes I feel like we need to, like, you know, that it's always going to be okay in that sense.
I'm here for the long run. So the fact that people support me, it makes me want to work harder. You know, I appreciate it. So
I feel like some, and just a food for thought, you take what it is, but I feel like it's also finding someone in that, finding your voice of telling your mom before she even have to, in your own way. Because I feel like, because at the same time too, is it's more anxiety to hold it in and feel a type of way that you can't like celebrate a certain part of your life because of you feel the shame, because there should be no shame if you really enjoy what you do and being a part, like, and you seem like you're having fun. Yeah. And at the end of the day, we have one life and you get to choose your choices. Mm-hmm. And
she chose hers, I get to choose mine.
Exactly. So I think it's a beautiful thing. But I think that, you know, and you know, you're young and you're new into the business, but it's like continuously put yourself around good people to give you support and to really have a system that you can talk to, ask advice, and really like kind of give you those, you know, steps that you need to get to where you can be if you really want to do all those things.
That was great advice. Thank you.
Amen. This is Dr. Texas. I have no PhD, but I like to give wisdom here at Private Talk. You know, it's a little bit, I sprinkle it in here
Thank you for the therapy.
Yes. So what kind of projects are you doing now? You said you know, you're limiting yourself. You're doing balancing from, you know, shooting for everybody, doing podcasts, all these things. What kind of things are you really focusing on right now?
Right now I'm focusing on just mostly getting my name out there in other ways. Like, I just started jumping into the podcast pool. Like, I've actually learned from really great girls, like OnlyFans girls, Kazumi, Carmen Karma. Mm-hmm. I'm watching them and they're killing the game right now. And what they do is they just know how to market themselves. They're not, like, they are collabing and working hard, but that's not where your brand is going to grow. I feel like it's going to grow more by the more you do outside of porn.
Okay.
So that's what I'm doing. I'm just kind of on this wave right now of trying to do other things.
So can you tell Private Talk where we can support you, follow you? Where can we go and see what you're doing with all your time?
Yes, you guys can find me at KayleeGunnerFans.com for all my links and social. And I'll be dropping a lot of new amazing stuff on my OnlyFans.
Awesome. What would you say is unique about you?
Something unique about me? I think obviously the military thing is different. What else is unique?
Do you play that up in like in your scenes as far
as
like,
actually, so I have a lot of respect for the military, so I never want to like do anything that would make fun of the military or just like be rude, but a lot of people do give me scenes based on like uniform and all that, and it actually goes off really well, but I'm very careful. Like, I'll ask for the script to make sure it's not disrespectful, you know.
Nice. If you could change jobs, would you?
Would I change jobs? Actually, I honestly think this is the best job in the world, so no.
Okay.
I'm going to stay in it.
What is the last time that you have had sex?
Ooh, that's a good question. I haven't even shot a scene recently. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I would say a few weeks ago. Yeah.
Was it personal or was it for work?
It was personal.
Okay.
Which is my favorite.
Which is your favorite? I like how you whisper, like, oh, it's my favorite. Thank you. So is it hard to, are you, that's being said, are you single? Are you in a relationship? Are you looking for anything? Or are you just focused on work right now?
I'm single. I'm really, really fucking focused. Like, I think it's kind of hard for me to date too in this industry because I'm so, I need that person and I need that connection, but I don't want to date a porn star. I don't know. Even though it's kind of fucked up because I am a porn star, but I get jealous really
easy. But why do you think that that's fucked up? If that's what, I feel like in certain things, like, I mean, there's just boundaries for everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that, because maybe it's because of your lifestyle you had before with your previous partner and the sharing part.
Yeah.
You know? And that's kind of probably why it's a deterrent. That. But I don't think, like, I was married to a porn star. I'm happily divorced now. But at the time, it didn't bother me in those sense. But it was like, I came from a different background. It was more because we had communication. We talked about what we liked, what we didn't want to do. And
that's
those
what
types
I need to find.
Thing.
Yeah.
So it was like very, like, it had nothing to do with the business side.
Yeah.
But you also have to find that person if it connects with you. But I don't think that it's a bad thing to say that you don't want to be that, because it's just a boundary. I feel like, you know, that should be a healthy thing. And you should be like, you should be the only porn star in the relationship.
There you go. Yeah. I think that's okay, right? Yeah.
How many exes have you been in love with?
Ooh. I'm very picky when I date, so, or give anyone my heart. I've been in love with all my exes. I've only had like 3.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you ever been kicked out of a place? Where and what happened?
Ooh, yes. I actually went
I like how you get excited. Yes.
I love That's how you know you had a good day. Okay, so.
Was tequila involved?
Yes, okay. Always.
Always.
I went to a Blue Jays game in Toronto.
Okay.
And I wanted to get on the Jumbotron, so I took my tits out a few times.
Did anybody tell you, like, hey, you can't do that? And you just kept doing
it? I didn't realize there were children around. Oh. So I got kicked out. Which was I respect that. Like, I shouldn't have.
Was there a child, like, right next to you? Or
behind me.
Oh. Mm. Yeah. Well, at least it was behind you. I really couldn't see the front of you.
Exactly. But I guess the parents kind of.
So did you get on the Jumbotron?
I for didn't. Being escorted out? Fuck. I wish I did. That would have been epic. Next time.
Is there anything you regret saying no to?
Anything I regret saying no to? I have a pretty good, like, gut feeling, so there's nothing I really regret saying no to.
Okay.
I usually am a yes girl.
All right. So what would you say if for someone getting new in the business right now, what kind of advice would you give them to somebody just starting out now, and just maybe starting with an OnlyFans?
Don't think you have to do everything all at once. You can take your time. I'm a very vanilla porn star. I haven't done anal yet. I haven't done a gangbang, but I'm waiting for when I'm comfortable for that. So don't feel pressured, because you're your own boss, and anyone that works around you works for you. That's it.
Nice. I like that. What social media do you use the most?
I use Instagram mostly. Yeah.
Do you have a burner account, or do you only use it for your work purposes only?
No, actually, I got into Instagram when I joined porn, so that's my only account.
Okay.
Yeah, follow me, at Kaylee Gunner Official.
What's the weirdest place that you have masturbated?
Actually, I've had sex in weird places. I haven't masturbated in a weird place.
Okay, what's a weird place that you've had sex?
I like to have sex in caves, because it's like...
Cave, okay. What kind of caves, Kaylee? Talk to us.
Like, where did I go? I went to Arizona, and...
So you go seeking these caves, or like, you're like...
Well, yeah, like, I don't like to hike, but the men I date like to hike, and I know, like, this is my time to have sex in a cave.
Okay.
So I'll, like, look up hikes that have caves. I don't know why. Is that a fetish?
Maybe it is. Maybe.
But I just love, like... Like,
we'll find out in private talk if there, if this is a fetish. Does anybody out there comment, you know, below and let us know, so Kaylee doesn't know that she isn't the only one out there with this fetish.
But I love how loud, like, the vocals are, and then people are hiking around you, and it's like kind of hot.
Has,
like, they
anybody
can't
ever
see
walked
you?
Up on you?
No, but we've, like, they walk by and they're like, what the fuck
Did
is that?
Did you keep going?
Of course. It's so hot. Like, I like to be, like, not watched, but just, like, okay. In public.
I like it.
Yeah. Cave fetish.
Cave fetish. Kaylee Gunner. If you could make a celebrity sex tape, who would be your co-star?
Oh, fuck. That's so hard. I love all the celebs.
You're going to have this, your gangbang.
A big orgy.
What's your big orgy?
Honestly, a football team. Okay. Probably, like,
is there
the 49ers.
A specific one?
Yeah. Okay. I love the 49ers.
Are you like a 49ers fan, or is there a specific person on there that you like?
There's a few. But they're all hot.
Okay. Do you like their uniform? Is that what gets you on? Do you have a uniform fetish too?
Yeah, or? And just athletes, like, they just carry themselves really well, and they have really clean assholes.
Oh, so. Okay. Clean assholes. I wasn't expecting that one, but I like it.
They take care of themselves.
Okay, so you're spreading and checking it out.
I'm spreading and checking.
They like it. Okay, yeah. I like that. Hey, you know what they like. Have you ever slid in one of their DMs?
I personally haven't, but I've had them slide into to mine.
Do you answer them back?
Maybe.
Maybe you have a chance. Depends. So, you know, maybe she'll answer you guys. Maybe, you know, you haven't slid in her DMs. Maybe it's maybe. Fine.
I'm on a phase where if I'm fucking anyone, it's for OnlyFans. So go subscribe and find out.
Okay. All right. Describe something that's exciting in your life right now.
I'm actually releasing my first toy soon.
Okay.
I won't say the company yet, but it'll be in the next month, and I'm really excited for you guys to be able to feel me.
That's exciting. Yeah. That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
If you could instantly attain 3 skills right now, what would they be?
I feel like I'm so talented. No. sports. I'm not very good at sports.
Okay.
Maybe.
Is there a specific one that you'd want?
Tennis or volleyball would be great.
So you want to be more athletic?
More athletic.
Okay.
Shoot. What else? I guess I'm pretty talented. No. fuck, that's hard. No one's ever asked me this.
This is why we're here at Private Talk. You know, I ask you the questions that are fun. People get to know you a little bit more. Your fans, I'm sure, are wanting to know if you could have some skills that you don't already have. What more could we add on to your tool belt, Kaylee?
Maybe more flexible for my scenes.
Okay.
That would be great. And
you want to do the splits on a dick? Okay.
That's what I want.
Have you tried?
Actually, I've done it in my personal life, so maybe I need to just get that.
Maybe you
stretching.
Just need to keep stretching. Yeah. So I was gonna say, keep stretching, Kaylee. The world is limitless once you keep stretching.
There you go. Yes.
All right. So number 3.
this is hard. Here, help me out.
I feel like you're getting excited about it. I mean, you could fly. You can like.
Oh, these are more fun.
Yeah,
you can. I think like, I would want to read minds, which read is minds. Kind of like scary because it's scary to know what people think of you, but.
That it's like one of those movies, like, I don't know, they've made, I think, a girl and a male version where, like, the person, like, electrocuted themselves and then they could hear what everybody was thinking. It's like, but do you really want to know? So you think you could commit and hear what these people are saying all the time?
Yeah, I think criticism makes me better.
Okay. I rock with that.
Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush? Did you have them put it on your, like, posters on your
Justin
wall?
Justin Bieber.
Oh, like, you're getting hot and excited.
I actually recently... I don't know how I ended up there, but I walked into a party and it was Kendall and Kylie's party.
Okay.
And Justin Bieber was standing next to me at the bar. I didn't talk to him. I was too scared, but I was like,
were you like you know, afraid you were going to mess up? You're like,
Hailey Bieber was next to him and I was like, I can't tell him. I can't profess my love here.
That's why you tell them both. Be like, oh my God, yeah, maybe I was, you know what I mean? You never know. You got to flip the script.
Maybe they go that way too.
Maybe. But now you know that you're not being, she knows you're not being disrespectful, but you're telling the truth. So it's out there.
Yeah, exactly. See?
Next time you're in a room with them. Now you know, Miss Texas sets you up. Teed you up.
For I'm this. Coming for you guys. Coming for you, Biebers.
One subscription that you just cannot live without.
Subscription.
It could be anything from Netflix, music. It could
my birth control.
Oh, that's important. That is important.
Could not live without her.
What makes you smile?
Days like this.
Oh, I love that. What would you say is your biggest strength?
My heart. I have a big heart, which kind of sometimes bites me in the ass. But
all right, that's the next one. What is your biggest weakness?
My heart.
You're like, well, there's a thing here that
No, but it's important and I'm not gonna let the city or the industry I'm in change it. So
okay. So you seem like you're very grounded. You feel like you know you're kind of got your head on straight, you have what kind of business model that you kinda wanna go. Is there kind of any daily rituals that you do to obtain like your at peaceness and what you can do to like maybe give some advice to some fans out there?
Yes, I actually do believe in like waking up and having like an affirmation. I think that's really important. It's just
what was your affirmation this morning?
You have the power to change. I don't remember. Oh my gosh! But something about you have the power to change the path you're on, which I totally agree with. But they're just good. You can like look them up on YouTube and just watch them every morning. But I do that, and I masturbate at the end of every day.
Nice.
Yeah.
Keys to life.
Yes.
What's the biggest life lesson you've learned?
The biggest life lesson I've learned. That's hard. You're giving really good questions. These are hard hitting. I thought you were going to ask me about my favorite toys. Or
oh, we're
like,
getting there too. Deep. See, I got to like get warm you up because the sex part is easy for you. You're like, you know, you've already been turned on by some of these questions I'm asking, which I really like. But that's why it's like, you know, warming you up a little bit, you know?
Well, my dad's a really big surfer. So we used to surf a lot as kids. And he would always tell us like, you have to paddle back or you have to come in to paddle back out. Okay. Something like that. What is it? Oh, God, I'm fucking it up. Hold on. It's really good.
Okay. Think about it. Take your time. You know, let's take a drink, you know? Cheers.
Oh, sometimes you have to paddle out to come back in. That's what it is. Look, you gave me tequila and I'm already forgetting my life lessons.
See? Look. Now we put you back on track, you know? You just got
to
calm.
But he basically taught us, like, it's okay to, like, go out in the world and, like, experience things and then, like, just know, like, you can always come home. And I think that's a big part of, like, why he's okay with me doing porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
This is deep. Look at this therapy.
Look, see, you didn't know what you were going to get with Miss Texas. You know, you just kind of briefly met me at a party. You know, like I said, I've heard your name a couple of times. I was intrigued. One of my best friends, you know, talks really highly of you. So I was like, I have to, like, you know, see what she's about. So you got to ask some hard questions. So I get to, you know, I got to see, put you on the hot seat.
Hard hitting. I love it.
Who do you go to for advice? You talk really highly about, you know, your dad and him being like a thing. Is he someone you go to advice?
I do go to him, but a lot of people I go to are actually people from the military. They're just very like strong-minded people and loyal. So those are my go-to friends.
Marry someone famous, either living or dead.
Oh, fuck.
Could be anybody.
Who would I marry? Maybe The Rock, because I just feel like I'd be so safe around him.
Okay. What's the best pickup line that's ever been used on you?
I think I don't really get pickup lines.
No pickup lines?
I love when guys are just assholes. I'm just like, wow.
They're just like, come with me.
Yeah. And you're like, okay, daddy. Okay.
Do you have any pickup lines that you give these men that they can't just automatically assume that they're going to be like, hey, come here. You know, that's nowadays it's kind of.
Not really. But you know what is kind of annoying? When men ask for my Snapchat. I'll be like, you know, but you can have my number and we can do real chat. Like, okay. That's something I say a lot to people, which is kind of weird that men always ask me for my Snapchat.
And it's Snapchat, not Instagram. It's specifically it's usually Snapchat. I think that's because that's like a sneaky link because it disappears.
Okay. Well, maybe I need better men. I need to find better men.
Guys, we need to put you in better situations, Kaylee. We need to not with these fuckboys. No fuckboys.
No fuckboys.
Fuckboys are a distraction for what the main focus point is at the end. And that's...
Fact.
It's like, you know, that's for you to determine. But yeah. What your goal is, whatever. But fuckboys can fuck things up. Now, a real man that is somebody that will need something and knows what you want is something different. But you have to, like, weed out the grass, and, you know, the snakes in the grass kind of thing.
I'm on that journey.
Have you ever gone through a partner's phone?
No, actually, I have never done that. Nope.
Okay. What is your get in the mood playlist? What do you play with before you're getting ready to go out with a night with the girls? Maybe you're going to just go on a night. Do you have, like, a certain type of music that you like to listen to? What kind of?
Yeah, Megan Thee Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion. All right. You got those knees ready?
Yes, honey. Okay. I love her. I know every time I'm in Cowgirl, what is that song? I can slip it, I can slide it while you... What do you know what I'm talking about?
I know or keep what you're it talking in the, about. Yeah, tell us. Tell us more. Tell us more.
But I sing that song in my head while I'm doing the knees on the dick. It's great.
Okay. Like the tricks. The tricks come out. You said you did the splits, you did the knees. Yes. Is there any other, like, trick that you have, a sexual trick that's, like, your go-to? Are you known for something sexually?
Maybe just twerking. But I feel like that's common.
Twerking. Twerking on the dick, though.
Twerking on the
dick. Sometimes that's harder than people think.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of, you know, sometimes you'd be sweating, girl. I know,
girl, it's a lot of work, but it pays off.
Hey, I like that. I like that. You got to put in work to, like, make it feel good.
Exactly.
One more question before we get to the naughty question.
Okay.
So let's see. What are your thoughts on OnlyFans?
OnlyFans is life-changing. I honestly, like, I love the freedom of it. Being able to work whenever I want and make my own schedule.
Is that how you, like, did you start with OnlyFans first before you actually shot for another company? Like, how did you know about OnlyFans, like, before being introducing the business at all? You said you tried to do
like
all these other things.
Yeah, like I said, I got the military and it was hard to get a job. So while I was in college, I would cam.
Okay.
And then that they opened my eyes to OnlyFans. But OnlyFans...
And when you cam, did you actually get completely naked or did you just have... Okay.
Yeah, but honestly, like, OnlyFans... Right now, I couldn't live off of OnlyFans back then, but I feel like once I made a brand for myself and got my name out there and joined porn, that's when it blew up for me.
Okay.
Like, it's hard to just make an OnlyFans and just expect it to grow. You actually have to put the work in, you know, and get your name out there.
So life-changing, that's where you're going with life.
Yeah, it literally changed my life. It got me out the military because I actually cammed while I was in the Army, which is not allowed, but I'm allowed to talk about it now.
But you never got caught.
No. I did that for a year, and that's when I realized, like, hey, I can make enough money to kind of get out and go to college and do something else. So
good for you.
Yeah.
All right, guys, I hope you've enjoyed getting to know Kaylee Gunner a little bit better. I know I have, but now we're going to play Truth with Texas. And this is my favorite part. We're going to ask you a little bit more sexier questions. Getting warmed up. There are four aces. Each ace suit is a different type of question. We'll go through each and every card and get to know you a little bit more naughtier.
I'm excited.
All right. First card.
How does this work?
Ace of, you can show me the card. Oh. Ace of diamonds. So it is a naughty, no, diamonds is a spicy question.
Ooh.
Which we're all a little spicy here, but, you know.
Give it to me.
Doesn't hurt nobody. Handcuffs or blindfold?
Handcuffs. Ooh. Yes, I just don't want to be able to touch anything.
Don't touch
Take
anything.
Take control.
What is something that you would not do sexually? That's completely, like, no list. You're not willing to try. Or maybe you've tried and you just don't like it.
Getting pissed on.
Okay.
Which is funny because I squirt, so I'm kind of doing that to people. But okay. I just don't want a man to pull his dick out and piss on me.
Have you been peed on before?
No.
You just know that it's not for you.
It's not for me. I would not survive.
Okay. Most embarrassing thing that's happened to you sexually? Could be on set, it could be in your personal life, any story you want to share.
Let's think. I've had moms walk in on me in high school and stuff.
Did you keep going like you said before? Of course
I did, yeah. But the guy was like, I mean, they're their son, so they're kind of, but I was into it.
You were into it. Okay, you like the cuckold situation.
Yeah.
Did your husband or your ex-husband, I guess I should say, was he ever in a cuckold situation? I know that, you know, that you're in the lifestyle of sharing, but was he ever in a situation?
Ego. He has a huge ego. No.
Okay. Did you ever sit and watch? Or could
actually,
you?
Actually, I couldn't.
Okay, because you said that you're jealous that. Too.
Yeah, okay. I don't think I could handle it.
So it was only not jealousy when you're equally sharing.
If I was sharing with a girl, it's fun.
Okay.
But if I'm watching, I don't want to see my man look in her eyes and like okay. have passion.
Blindfold his ass. Be like, blindfold look, his just lose your ass. Dick. Okay, don't talk so much. Just grunt until I know you're
I
good.
I should try that and see how I handle it, yeah.
You should. I mean, there's steps, you know?
There's levels to this shit, yeah.
What's the worst hookup story that you have ever had?
When I lost my virginity, I literally chose the guy I wanted to take my virginity at my high school. I was like, okay, he's black. I was like, he's going to be hung. He's an athlete. If he gets me pregnant, I'm set.
So, this is in high school. You're thinking about this?
Yeah.
Girl.
I was like, he's the one I want to fucking lose my shit with. Okay. So I walked to his house. I skipped math class and we banged, but it was so painful and horrible. And
was it that big?
My earrings got lost in his afro. He wasn't even big. I was like, I chose you for a reason.
You but, didn't like, you know, shop around, like test it out, touch it, see if it was, you just no, was I, like, I, was on I a, pick you.
I was on a mission.
Okay.
But it happened. And
how long did you have to like think about this mission?
Oh, I thought about it and immediately I went for it because I knew if I took any longer to think, I wouldn't have done it.
So you just ripped the bandaid off and you're like, we're fucking today.
Yes.
Math class, fuck
all
you.
My friends were losing their virginity. I was like, it's time.
You felt like you were left behind?
Oh, yeah. I was a senior.
So you have a fear of FOMO. You act like that is so old. Oh, my God. I was a senior.
People were like, I lost my virginity at like 13. I'm like, wait, that's kind of like young. Right?
Yeah, that okay. is young. I feel like, again, I feel like everybody's journey is whatever. Obviously, yeah. at those ages, it's not for the right reasons. Most times, 9 out of 10, it's not because it's an yeah. enjoyment factor.
But I'm very business-minded. I was like, this is going to be so I can practice for my husband someday. So I was already like ready for this world.
I love it. Out the womb, you're like, bitch, I know what I want.
Out
please,
the womb.
Please give me what I need. All right. Do you like sex toys in the bedroom?
I do. I love to use vibrators, like, while the guy's inside me. But I try to stay away from that because I start to depend on it.
Okay.
It just feels so good.
It just feels so good.
It does.
Have you ever been turned down for sex?
Yeah, yes.
You sound upset about it. Can you talk to us?
I tried to get into a club and I couldn't get in and so, I didn't have my ID on me. So I tried to.
So you were like, hey.
Fuck the security.
And he was
but
like,
he wouldn't. He's like, there's cameras. Like I was like, oh, come on. He wasn't down.
We'll give him that. I mean, he didn't want to get
did
fired.
He did his job though.
He didn't want to get fired.
Yeah, good man.
Longest you've gone without sex?
A year.
Had sex with somebody married?
Yeah, swinger lifestyle. Yeah.
Fallen asleep during sex?
No, I have not done that one yet.
Has somebody?
That's kind of rude. That's kind of fucked up.
I like how you talked about like it was a good thing, and you then realize it's not a good
That's
thing.
Not good.
Abort
no one's done
abort.
That to me. If anyone's ever done that, I'm walking out.
So somebody, nobody's fallen asleep.
No.
With you?
No,
ever.
No.
I had somebody fall asleep in my vagina one time. He was like super drunk. Then he, I was
oh,
like,
he just fell.
I'm like, hello, what is going on here? Are you alive? No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, it wasn't fun at all.
Oh my
but
God.
Yeah, it did happen.
Wow. Well, he's not here anymore, clearly.
Have you ever thrown up on somebody during sex?
I have not. No, that's actually a huge fetish. People ask
people
me
like
to do that.
The blowjob throwing up thing.
Yeah, I haven't done that.
No, I'm not really into like the throwing up thing.
Yeah, I'm pretty vanilla.
Just want to lick it.
Yeah.
Don't want to make me throw.
No, no, no.
What is your example of dirty talk? Can you give us an example of some of your dirty talk?
Ooh. Am I doing it to you?
You're doing it to me. You can look me in the eyes if you want to, Kaylee.
Oh, my God.
Get ready for Miss Texas, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Baby girl. I don't really have. Actually, I'm the worst dirty talker of all time. I just say baby girl.
You're like a man, baby girl.
That's all you have to
hey,
do.
Baby girl. No, that is not all you have to do. That is not dirty talking. What do you say to your fans on OnlyFans? You're dirty talking to them.
I love JOIs. So.
Well, see, you're talking to them. Dirty That's talking is true. Definitely you're giving instructions. You're a militant type of bitch. You can fucking give some
okay.
dirty talk.
Hi, baby. Why don't you pull that cock out for me?
Mm-hmm. You better listen, private
Start
talk.
Start stroking it.
After dark.
Up and down just like that.
Hand motions and everything.
From the balls up the shaft all the way to the tip.
Ooh. So good.
And you're doing amazing, baby. Mm-hmm. That's something I would say.
Keep it up. That's right. Private talk after dark. See, that wasn't hard. You're okay. Instructing them to do it. It's a form of dirty talk.
I feel like actually I've never dirty talked to a girl. Ooh. So I kind of got taken back a little bit.
See, in the moment, you got to think about how, you know, you think about what you want to do to me.
Oh. See? Can I hear your dirty talk?
You want to hear my dirty talk? Mm-hmm. You want to see this big Texas booty in your face suffocating you? You think you can handle all this ass, Kaylee? You think you can take Miss Texas? Are you going to pick my asshole or my pussy lips? Because they're going to smother you until you can't take anymore. You're going to beg for me to make you make taste this cum. You think you can handle it?
Mommy?
Miss Texas is great at the dirty talk. I did lots of dirty talk before. For 2 years, I did it in London. There used to be a company called Elite TV or Studio 66, both. Okay. And it was basically like, you're like late night television, but you're dirty talking to these people. So we would work from like the shifts of 10 to 5 a.m. in the morning. And you'd get all the like drunk, dirty talking people in a different language. So you could really get a really great language. Class. But yeah, I definitely. And
Is this like a call girl kind of thing?
Kind of. Okay. You could see it on the TV. So like it was on like one of the, like those late night channels. But like if you didn't pay, then you couldn't hear it. So it would just be like kind of a thing. So it was never like naked or anything. It's just like calling thing. But for me, I like dirty talking. I feel like I didn't like it in the beginning of when I got into porn, but I just got so good at it and just could talk the cum right out of you, Kaylee.
Oh my gosh, yes you can.
All right, next card. See, this game is fun. I
love this game. Yeah. Okay, now I understand how to play it.
You can move your mic too, like this, if you need to come around.
The heart.
Oh, this is a romantic question. Would you consider yourself a romantic?
Yes.
What is the most romantic thing you've ever done for a partner?
What have I done that's romantic?
Or maybe a partner's done for you.
This is hard. I think I'm romantic until you ask me for specifics.
What is romance to you?
Romance.
Giving blowjobs? Is that what's romantic?
No. Just anything one-on-one.
Okay.
Like
personal time.
Yeah, personal time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. What is your favorite part of the body on the opposite sex?
The arms.
Arms?
Yeah, that turns me
on. So do you like a guy who's like very athletic build, like has to have big muscles?
Oh, yeah.
So no muscles is not fucking Kaylee on your personal time?
No. Actually, recently I've been into smaller guys though, like skinnier, like tatted.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cut or uncut?
Uncut.
Making out or cuddling?
Making out. It's like a love language.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dinner date or movie date?
Movie date. I'm a homebody.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh, The Tourist. Have you seen it?
I don't.
Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. It's really, really sexy.
I don't think so. I have to watch that. I'll have to go. Giving or receiving?
Giving. I'm a giver.
What is your biggest turn on?
Ooh. My biggest turn-ons are acts of kindness. Like, if anyone does something really, really nice for me, then I want to fuck you right then and there. Like, I want to suck your dick. Okay. Or eat you up.
On the knees, ready to go.
Yes.
Sex on the first date.
Always.
Hitachi or dildo?
Hitachi.
Bathroom sex. Have you ever had, you've been out with a partner, maybe had some, a quickie?
I've done that, like, actually, like, recently. I kind of like bathroom sex in clubs now.
Okay.
I think it's really hot.
What club did you have sex in the bathroom?
Somewhere in Toronto. I love that city.
Is this after you got kicked out of the game?
Yeah. Wow, I'm on a roll over here.
Hey, at least you got like a winning thing afterward. You got like a treat after the, you know, being kicked
exactly,
out.
Exactly, yeah.
It was like, here, take this, good girl. You're
good.
Yeah,
good
girl.
Good girl.
Was the person you were with mad that you got kicked out?
No, they tried to stand up for me, which is kind of not right. I agree that it was wrong. I agree.
Let's see. Lights on or lights off?
I think it depends. Like at night, lights off. Okay. But in the mornings, lights on.
Okay. Naked or lingerie? Do you like to just...
I never wear lingerie in my personal sex life.
Okay.
I just want to wear like their t-shirt and then eventually get it off.
Okay. Favorite place to be kissed?
On the couch watching a movie.
What are deal breakers in a relationship for you? You seem pretty open. You know, you went in the lifestyle of mm-hmm. sharing partners. You seem very like open minded. Is there any yeah. deal breakers?
Loyalty. Like if someone's not loyal or lies about one small thing, they're gonna lie about big things. So that's a big deal breaker.
Okay. Next set of questions.
Yes. Look at us. We're flying through this. Woo, woo. Ooh.
Ace of spades. That's my favorite. It's the naughty questions. Ooh. We're all a little naughty. Mm. What turns you on?
Ooh.
Like, is it like in a guy's like the way he dresses, like his outfits turn you on? Is it just how like his stature is?
Eye contact turns me on. Yeah. If I need to like a connection with someone, and then I'm like ready to go.
Okay. Choked or spanked?
Choked.
Do you like dirty talk? We talked about you dirty talking, but do you like when a man's talking dirty to you?
I prefer that. Like I'm very, very submissive. Mm-hmm. So in the bedroom, I just like a man who like whispers in my ear and is very passionate with his words.
So you want to be instructed what to do?
Basically, yeah.
Okay. Lube or spit?
Spit.
Spit or swallow?
I always swallow.
Ooh, naughty girl. I love it. Have you ever paid for sex? Content doesn't count.
Oh, no, I have never done that.
Okay.
I wouldn't be opposed.
Have you ever hooked up with a friend's sibling?
Never done that. I have a brother, so it's a little weird for me.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
In my personal life, more than in porn.
Can you give us a little example of a faked orgasm? Or how you orgasm?
Yeah, I can. Okay. I can show you how I like usually really do it.
Okay.
I'm usually just like, oh my God, fuck, I'm gonna come. Keep going, don't stop. I guess that's my fake and my real one, because I just faked it. But that's the secret. You'll never know when I'm faking.
Ooh, she's keeping you on the toes, Private Talk After Dark. I hope that you love it because she's a naughty girl and
but
I know
I notice men do love when you tell them when you're close because it like gets them going. And I love cream pies, so I like want us to come at the same time. So I'm like, I'm going to come.
And you're like, you better hurry. Come with me. Yeah. Do you give them a come countdown?
I do actually. And I like to make, when I date, I make my man like J-O-I's.
Okay.
Instead of sending nudes.
Okay.
It's really hot.
I like that. Yeah. I don't think I've ever done that to somebody in my personal life.
It's hot.
I mean, I just feel like
they'll love
mean,
it. They'll appreciate it.
Maybe. Maybe I'll take that. Take a little tip from her today, and you know that maybe I don't know who's worthy though, because there's not.
You're right. They need to pay me for this.
This is why I'm like, you know, go to my OnlyFans, and I'll give you all those JMYs, baby.
That's a fact.
What is your biggest turn off? What is something that some man can do immediately, or a woman, that's just, you're like, you're not fucking me?
Being mean or rude to people, like even the fucking waiter. Like if you're rude, you're not going home with me.
I like that. Yeah. Mile High Club. Are you a part of it?
I'm not, but it's really hot. I'm always turned on the airplane. That's like, I don't know why.
Have you ever masturbated on the airplane?
No, I'm actually so scared of getting kicked away or kicked off from an airline or just like an airline finding me on Twitter with my tits out on their plane and being like, you're banned, because I love to travel.
True.
So.
Oral sex, sloppy or clean?
What sloppy, always. I like it sloppy. Spitty, eye contact. Yeah.
Role play. Do you like to role play?
I do.
What
I love to buy.
What's your favorite thing to be?
Yeah, I love to buy little bedroom costumes. I like a teacher, like professor, student role play.
Okay.
It's my favorite.
You've got a lot of teacher outfits, student outfits?
I do have a lot of little schoolgirl outfits. You can find it on my OnlyFans.
There you go. Go make sure you get a custom from her.
Yes.
All right, the last card is the Ace of Clubs.
Ooh.
And let's see. What is the quickest orgasm a guy has ever had with you?
Okay, I love fingers. I just love to be fingered. It makes me squirt. So I can like squirt from getting fingered within like the first few minutes.
Nice.
Yeah.
You're like, because women, I feel like it's, you know, we're always like, you're like, come on, let's go.
I just love men. Girl. Yeah. I just love men who know, like, make the girl come first. Mm. Like, love it.
I agree. Shower sex or car sex?
Shower sex.
Bondage, yes or no?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. How many positions do you think you know? You think you can name them? How many do you know?
Oh my God, that's, what are these questions? Okay. Wow, doggy, cowgirl, reverse cowgirl, Come on, Kaylee, you got some more.
Let's at least get to like
is it five. Plow driver?
Yeah.
Oh.
Pile driver.
Missionary. Pile driver. Missionary.
Mm-hmm.
I got this. Let me keep.
Spoon.
Oh, spoon.
Side mish.
Side mish.
I'm trying to see.
I feel like I'm in school.
Today's lesson is how many positions can we get right? We're going to reenact all of them today. Don't you worry.
I recently learned pile driver, that one.
Pile driver.
I love that one.
Do you? I hate that one. That's like my
least favorite. No, well, I've never done it, but I watch other girls do it.
Okay. I just feel like it's not something that's like, I'm a freak. Let's not get it twisted. But that's just like a weird position because you're like upside down, hanging off a couch. So you're doing it like in a weird position. And you know, I'm not a tiny girl and I'm bottom heavy. So it's like, true. It's not really like that fun for me. Like put me in any other position, but pile driver. I remember, I probably did it once or twice in porn.
It looks pretty. When people
know, I can see why it does, because you can see everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I get it. But in the moment, and then it's like, hold on, wait a minute. Let me just slide my body off the couch because it's so natural. Like, let me just be fucked here. Like, you got to start there, if anything. Like, let me put my pussy in the air and be like, just fuck me.
It's a fun one to watch.
You know, that's why, like, for me, it's like ass things. Like, even though, like, we were talking before, is like leg day, it's, you know, it's gonna happen when you're gonna be fucking.
Yeah,
you know,
it just like happens. Squatting with, and.
Because you're like doing doggy, you're doing, you know, cowgirl, and I fuck back, you know? So you gotta put in work. So it's like.
Yeah.
It's like riding a horse. You gotta. You just
going. It is.
What's the most number of times you've had sex in one day?
Oh, God. I'm a freak. So, like, when I'm horny, I wanna keep going. I think, like, 10.
Okay.
A little over 10. 10, 11. I'm like, when I masturbate, sorry, this is like off topic. When I masturbate, I need to keep having orgasms. So I'll like lay there for 3 hours with my vibrator. Because everyone is like better than the first.
Have you like, you just rub yourself raw till you just like can't take
I
anymore?
I can't feel it. Like, when it's numb, I'm like, it's time.
3 hours is a long time, girl. You got shit to do. I know. You better be taping.
Probably not healthy.
I get that though. It's when, I mean, that's why the Hitachi or whatever, how you're coming or whatever, it can be desensitizing when you're sitting there for 3 hours and keep making yourself come.
Take little breaks. Take little breaks.
Yeah, you gotta eat, you know, nourish yourself. It's we've all been there, girl. Yeah. What's your favorite time of day to have sex?
Nighttime.
Nighttime? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, you said you end with the coming.
Yeah.
That's how you get
a freak in the night.
Have you ever been too kinky for a partner?
Too kinky?
Yes.
Yeah, my husband would say I wanted to have sex too much and it was a problem. Like, I'm sorry that I want to fuck you all the time.
So what is how much is too much, Kaylee?
Like, I just want to keep going.
How many times a day are you trying to fuck?
Okay, well, like, I want to fuck one time usually, like, maybe in the morning.
Don't tell us the truth. This is private talk. It's the truth of Texas.
All day. But when I get my man, like, I want to fuck him, like, all night long.
Every day?
Yeah.
So, like, we're talking, like 5 times a day or just, like, in the morning, yes, and then at nighttime we're fucking from, like, 9 to, like, 2 a.m.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. And then we nap, we sleep, it's, like, our break, and then we wake up and we spoon.
Well, he has to have a really good job or a very flexible job for whatever that means.
I'm looking for a sex addict. If you're addicted, then you know where to find me.
There you go. You heard it from her mouth, you know, your ears. You better make it happen. Describe what an orgasm feels like to you.
Ooh, euphoria, euphoric. It feels like literally like heaven. Like, I don't know anything that has felt better than an orgasm for me. Okay. I don't know. Can you describe what you think it feels like?
I mean, I have described, but I want to know what it feels like to you.
Yeah, like heavenly.
Heavenly?
Yeah.
So you just feel like your body is on a high.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
All right. Have you ever called someone the wrong name during sex?
I don't think, no, I've never done that. I call myself the wrong name sometimes.
What do you mean by that? How do, like, you call yourself?
Not just like in sex, but during my like life. But
what do you call yourself?
My legal name.
Well, not the wrong name.
Like, I'll be like in a position where I'm around people and I should say my legal name, but I say Kaylee Gunner. Like, I call myself, like, I'll be like, oh my gosh, that was so dumb, Kaylee. And people look at me like, who's that?
Kaylee. Oh, like, you're crazy. You're like, I promise I'm not crazy.
Yeah. Never in the bedroom have I done that.
Woke up to someone you didn't know.
Oh, I have not done that one yet.
Okay.
But I have time.
I don't support this constantly. Hit it and quit it, Kaylee. We hit it and quit it. All right, that is the rest of the questions for Truth with Texas. See, it was
fun. Thank you.
That was fun, right? Right. They weren't as hard as the other ones, you know. But I appreciate you. Is there anything you want to ask Miss Texas?
Do you have any advice for someone like me who's new to the adult industry? I mean, I've been doing it for 2 years, but any business advice or anything?
I just say to stay true to who you are and be the path that you want to do. Don't feel, like you said earlier, a rush, but really, like, it's one thing to say it, but you got to live it, is because sometimes, you know, nobody is on the same timeline as far as what types of scenes you do, what kind of, you know, what kind of, how long you do one thing or the other, or what companies you work for or anything like that. It's just kind of what feels right for you. So staying true to yourself and always remembering that, you know, we all put our pants on every single day the same. So always to be kind, and, you know, you never know who and what are going to be in certain situations or in positions. So I always feel like you don't bite the hand that feeds you, kind of thing. Where it's just like, I respect everybody as long, you know, as long as we're all equal. We're all treated the same way, as until you come to a reason where people make you feel otherwise or do bad business, then I'll treat you that way. But I feel like just being true to yourself, really, and being honest. And I think the more honest you can be about what you want to do, what feels good for you, and what really, like, moves you and what your end goal is the easier and faster way you'll get to that path than just kind of selling out on what other people want you to do.
I agree with that. I will live by that. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's really cool having, you know, newer girls. And again, it's like you said, 2 years. But when I was, you know, saying earlier, is like, it comes a time of, yeah, it's been 2 years, but it's almost time, like, now is when you're being noticed. Now is when it's being noticed, because you, like, put in the grunt work that you had before. Like, you were talking about doing the scenes and being out there and doing all that hard work. It's like, this is kind of like where you perpetuate it to keep going and keep doing those things,
keep the momentum up and being true to you,
you know, and respecting people's time and for yourself and, you know, all those things like that. I think it really matters as far as business and just character. And I think, you know, being as young as you are, you could go two different ways, you know what I mean? So it's like, I just go to the path what works for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, that was helpful.
Yeah, so once again, let everybody know where we can follow you, where we can support you, go and support your OnlyFans, get a naughty video from you.
Yeah, like I said, my website is KayleeGunnerFans.com, and you can find me on OnlyFans at Kaylee Gunner.
All right, Private Talk After Dark, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I know I did. Until next time.
This episode is sponsored by Bet Online.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.